I am a big fan of certain sports, and sometimes I get carried away. I forget that there's a difference between sportsmanship and gamesmanship. I must admit that losing a game can indeed ruin my whole day, sometimes my whole weekend. I am able sometimes to put it all into perspective. You know the difference between sportsmanship and gamesmanship, don't you? Sportsmanship is fair and generous behavior or treatment of others, especially in a sports contest. This is where I need to place my seat when I watch my favorite teams play against my team's opponents. Too many times, however, I find that I've slid in my chair over the line into gamesmanship, the use of unethical, although often not illegal, method to win or gain an advantage in a game or sport. That's our enemy, unethical thought and behavior. I don't mean to imply that I have direct control of the game officials or players. No. It's more of a poor sportsman's philosophical approach to the game I'm watching. You know, I just want to see my team win. And this is just wrong. I know it. I've tried to teach my kids to be good sportsmen and good losers when they come up short. And I don't ever want to see any players get hurt. No, never, ever. That's even morally wrong. Now, if they've gotten hurt in a previous game and have to set out my game, then you know, that's okay. Most opponents that my favorite teams play against don't bring out the seething bitterness that a couple of teams do. I'm able to accept defeat to those, though it may take me a day or two, but there are these other teams where I need to seek professional help. Again, I have to keep coming back to telling myself, Paul, it's just a game, and we need to keep it all in perspective. These are, after all, young men and young women, no matter the sport, and the institutions they represent are all honorable. Their goals are my goals. Fairness, honesty, sincerity, virtue, forthrightness, goodness, and honor. But then again, there are these certain institutions that field teams that play my... Oh, there I go again. Sometimes, however, fans of other programs just make it hard to like them, even when we're trying to learn to appreciate them. Take, for example, what happened to my daughter a couple of weeks ago when OU played Texas in Dallas, October 8th. She's an OU graduate and a big fan of the Sooners. She happens to be dating a fine young man who graduated, no fault of his own, from the other fine Oklahoma School of Higher Learning, OSU. But she's trying to be accepting. She likes the guy, and she's learning to accept his likes as her own. There she is in Boone Pickens Stadium. Just see her now, wearing a tad bit of the orange and cheering for the Cowboys. Don't tell any of her Sooners friends. The Cowboys, a worthy team from a worthy institution with players who put their pants on one leg at a time, as all players do. We are all the same. We are all human beings trying to do right in a virtuous way. She's portraying the true goodness of sportsmanship. There she is. She's doing it for a good cause, a boyfriend. And what happens? Well, the stadium announcer, a fair-minded man, no doubt, with no axes to grind, gives an update on the OU-Texas game. 49-0, he says, and the OSU fans go wild. Here's my sweet daughter, a proud OU grad and a young woman exemplifying all the great qualities of sportsmanship and trying hard to learn to like OSU. And they just dump all over her as they root and holler for an out-of-state team that's just whipped her beloved Sooners. Now, that's hard. We must, as a society, keep our eye on the ball to be virtuous and forthright and remember that the true enemy for all of us is... the University of Texas Longhorns. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.